for the book of Psalms. Chapter 34. Verse 1, 2, and 3. I will bless the Lord at all times.
All right.
His praise shall continually be in my mouth.
Yes.
My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt His name together. Amen.
Hallelujah.
I'm not in a hurry today. I've got service this afternoon, but that's normal for me. Got service tonight. That's normal for me. So I usually don't even take out time to eat very much on Sunday. We just roll straight. So we'll see how far we go. And if I don't get far enough, well. We'll just do an overtime. Okay? Amen. And so, I would like to talk to you tonight, or this morning, about how to boast about God. Amen. Or, I guess, make it a little bit more simple, boasting. Okay? You may be seated. A number of years ago, I was in Brazil, and this it's not as common as it used to be, but it's still seen. The street that I lived on, there's a little boy walking up with a little box in his hand, and I knew by the way that he was acting or carrying or whatever the box. When the boy came by me, he was a boy or teenager or whatever, said, "What you got in the box?" And the boy said, "Oh, it's God." And so I said, "Really?" He said, "Yeah." He said, well, show me." And so he set the box down on the sidewalk. And welcome to Brazil. And so set the box down on the sidewalk and opened up these little doors. And behind the glass was a little idol, a little, you know, Virgin Mary or St. George, which isn't very popular in Brazil anymore. But there was an idol. Oh, this is God, or this is the Spirit of God, or, you know, whatever he mentioned. And that really impressed me. About how small that boy's God was. And we, even apostolics, and I'm just going to be myself here today. I feel at home. I feel welcome here. So we'll just do it my little way here today, okay? But I am impressed by how people make God smaller. It's impressive of how they can do that. It's scary to see how that people can make God so small. And how or why it is, maybe over time our faith, our trust in God has wilted and become smaller as time goes along. Perhaps, maybe, it's because we feel secure and comfortable in the world that we live in, and our world is not too shooken up and not too changed up. And so we tend to get what I call comfortable zones. This is Brazil for you. So, let's do it right here. Aren't you glad you came to church? If you're at home watching TV, you'd never see what you're going to see today. See why we don't have TV. Come to church. Amen. So, let's say, some of you are looking at me big eyes. Hold on, it'll get worse. Let's say, just for conversation talk, let's say this wall right here is the lower limits of what God can do. I mean, that's the little smallish stuff right over there. And let's say this wall over here is the big stuff. Now, God, it takes me a long time to get started, and I can never hit the brakes after I get started. So I just, you know, when it comes lunchtime, y'all all just say amen all together, and we'll just stop all together, okay? But you'd be amazed at how people live such a small life with God. How that people tend to chop off the parts of God that they either believe are insignificant, or they believe, pardon the expression, too big for God to do. And so people tend to live in a little area from about right here to about right here. And they live their life in this little space right here. And as long as everything is within this little space, they're okay. They can take it. Life is a comfort zone. It's a comfort zone. And to these people here, this is the size that their God is. It's not that God is how can I say it? Obviously, God is not this size. But in their minds, God is this size. And if you can't, they say that in India to train elephants, you know, they take the small little elephants when they're born and they tie them with a huge chain and drive in a deep stake and all that. The elephant tries to get away. The elephant never gets away, you know, when it's small. Then after it gets big, because it's been conditioned to believe that they can't ever break the chain, then after that you can tie an elephant with a little thin rope, because in their mindset, they've got it set up where this is the width of what I can do. And I'm here to tell you in the Holy Ghost, you don't have to live this kind of a life. What a horrible life to live a life that God is from here to here, because you've been conditioned to believe that God can do it from here to here. Well, they can't break out of the box. They can't break out of their mind limitation. They can't get past them. There's people here. I've noticed visitors here today. Oh, my heart. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You come into church, and in your mindset, you come to church and say, I've got a big problem. And if you're not careful, you come to church and your problem is on this side of your size of your God. And you're doomed to forever live in the thought that God can't do it for you, because your problem is on this side, but you're living here. You don't have to live here.
Right.
Oh, Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm telling you. I'm telling you in the Holy Ghost that the God that I serve, He's bigger than your problems. It doesn't matter. 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 Where on the spectrum that your problem fits into. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is bigger. I'm telling you, God is bigger. I tell you again, God is bigger. Hallelujah. Than this little world that you live in. Hallelujah. Maybe it's because you've gone to church in too many places where God is boxed in by a little glass box with two little doors. This is the size of my God. You're in an apostolic church today. Hallelujah. That can reach past the limitations of our mind and allow God, hallelujah, to do great and mighty things. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost in the house today. Hallelujah. If you need to bring on a translator, bring them on. But I want you to understand what I'm saying. Hallelujah. The God that I serve, He's not limited to these little lines that you have determined in your life. Hallelujah. There is a greater God for you to tap into. Hallelujah. Really, the God that I serve, He has no limitations. But the reason why there is a bigger God is because in your mindset, God has been measured out to be this size. Maybe I'm talking to some apostolics here today. Hallelujah. Have you ever been down here on this end? Hallelujah. It's an awful little small. Oh my God, have mercy. And we tend not to bother God on this end because we think it's too small for God. When in reality, what you need is to watch God do even the little small things. Have you ever lost your car keys? Have you ever lost your wallet? I don't know if God's in the cell phone era or not, but anyway, have you ever lost your cell phone? Hallelujah. And you've looked everywhere. Hallelujah. I remember losing my wallet. I'm talking to somebody. I'm not in a hurry. I came here to reach and to pull you out of your little box and bring you into a new dimension in Jesus. Hallelujah. Just how big is your God? Hallelujah. I remember losing my wallet and, in Brazil, you've got to have your documents everywhere. You know, you've got to be documented. So I lost my wallet, and the last time or the last place I could even remember having it was when I had climbed up into the attic of the house to look at some wire or something. And so, well, that's the place it is. So went back up to the attic, looked all the way around, and couldn't find it. Came back down, scratched my head right where, you know. So, well, no, it had to be up in the attic. Climbed back up the second time. Came back down, didn't find it. I said, where's my wallet at? I said, Jesus, help me find my wallet. How big is your God? How big is your God? The Holy Ghost spoke to me. He said, go up in the attic. I was just there. You know, you didn't see me. Nope, go. I said, no, I've already been up there. Go. So finally, I said, well, okay, I'll go. Got the ladder, put it back up, open up the little deal. When I opened the little deal, I mean sitting right on the little, right there, there's no way it could have been missed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You say, well, it's easy to believe in God on this end. This is small stuff. I don't want to bother him. You better start learning how to bother God. Because until you learn how to break, oh Lord, have mercy on me today. Until you learn how to break out of that little world that you live in, hallelujah, you're going to be facing situations. If the Holy Ghost will give me the time and the effort, I'm going to try to span this box out in your mindset. There's people here today that you've got some big bad needs in your life. Hallelujah. Maybe you came just to fleece the Lord. So, well, really, you know, really, if just a little small sign, oh yeah, the God that I serve, He works on the little end, all the way from zero, hallelujah, all the way up to the max, the top end of the spectrum, hallelujah. And people, they have an easy time on this end, but it gets real tough on this end. And people tend, I'm here to tell you in the Holy Ghost, people tend to come to church or even to, in their service to God. We're all human. We're all that way. There are situations in which, you know, our human side of us tends to, you listen to what I'm saying, our human side of us tends to limit God according to what we think is the max that any superhuman can do. But God is not a human being. God is the God of the universe. He put all of this world together. Hallelujah. And He can, oh Lord, have mercy. He can reach into your heart and to solve out what seems to be impossible problems. Amen. 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 Well. Hello. How much can God do? Or is it the place that you say God cannot? Or is it that you say, hey God, I can't go beyond this? Oh, bring a word from the Holy Ghost for this church. Hallelujah. This church has got to learn how to step over and beyond. Hallelujah. The limitations of what you think God can do. Hallelujah. God is not limited just to what we see. God has the whole world in His hands. Hallelujah. 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 Can God heal tuberculosis? Can God heal cancer? You know, it, hallelujah. It's easy sometimes to say yes, but sometimes, hallelujah, we have to step over the boundaries and reach beyond what we think that God can do. Woo! want to scare you off. Can God raise people from the dead? Sometimes, I've seen it happen. Trying to debate where I have the 5 minutes to tell you about it or not. Holy Ghost. Came here to help this church. Came here to help these visitors that are here today. Holy Jesus. I'm telling you, visitor, God is bigger than any problem you could bring in that door right there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if you'll let me, before I get through preaching, if you'll let me, I'll bring you up here at, hallelujah, this wonderful ministry here in this local church. Hallelujah. We'll stretch God. We'll stretch God into, woo! We'll stretch God into your problems. Hallelujah. The secret is not making God bigger. It's making Him bigger in your mind. The secret is that God's got it all. The question is breaking past the limitations of what you put that God can do. And people come in here and say, oh, I'm addicted. I can't break it. God can break it. He's bigger than anything. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. I feel it in the Holy Ghost. There's somebody here that's thinking, oh, Pastor, you don't know my problem. Well, I may not know your problem, but I got a God that knows how to do it for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A number of years ago, six or seven years ago. Hallelujah. There's a woman in our church. Oh, Jesus. I haven't even got to my text yet. You won't get no dinner today. Did you bring your sandwich? Hallelujah. Snatch a bite when you can. I'm not looking. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost here. Hallelujah. How big is your God? How big is your God? I've got a matter to deal with this church here this morning, but I'm working on some visitors here this morning for right now. Hallelujah. Woo! God can do it for you. So about 7 years ago, whatever, you know, 6, 7, 8 years ago, a young couple in our church came up and asked me to pray for them to have a baby. Can you do it? Or is that, well, the doctor says, that will never be. Oh. Then let's see if I understood it right. Your faith stops where your doctor talks. Is that what you're telling me? Hallelujah. And so this young couple said, the doctor said we can't have babies. Would you pray for us? I said, yeah, we'll pray. We started praying. And God gave this couple a beautiful little baby girl. And it was so exciting to them until I'm down here on this end of the spectrum. Until they named the little girl Gloria. Glory. That was the name they gave to her. When Gloria was 8 days old or whatever, they came to church, and of course she'd gotten out of the hospital and this and that, about when Gloria had about, let's say 10, 12, 14 days old, well, her mother stepped out of the church building to go to the back. And as she's walking outside the church building, we have this huge avocado tree. Oh, it's huge. It's about 2 or 3 times taller than this ceiling is here. Huge, huge, huge. And as she stepped out onto the sidewalk going to the back, a huge avocado, yay big, fell out of the top of that tree and came without hitting any branches, and hit dead center on the little baby's head. Dead center. I direct hit. The mother wheeled. You know, the baby just... Now, you see you notice where we have to, in your mind, you're saying, don't believe. Let me tell you something. You're going to be facing situations, and you may be facing them right now, that in your mindset, your situation is impossible for God. Hallelujah. And so, the baby went limp. Can I say it? The baby was killed. Would you believe that? Wheeled and turned and ran back into the church. John, who has great admiration for your pastor. John was on the platform and he saw her coming in, running back into the church building, screaming. John's a paramedic. He ran off the platform and ran back. And she was screaming, "My baby, my baby, my baby, my baby, my baby." John and I was running off the platform. Didn't know, you could tell by the woman, she was beside herself. Prayed for years for a baby. And 12 days later, it's gone. John went and grabbed the baby out of her arms. The eyes rolled back. I was there beside John. John looked at me, he didn't say anything, but his eyes said, "No, it's over with." He started doing CPR right there inside the church. Ran outside to a car, any car. Went to a hospital, which is about three, four blocks away. Rushed in with the baby in his arms, doing CPR. Ran in there, and and I followed in another car. The mother was in the car with me. And I'll never forget, she fell on her knees in the middle of the street, crying out to God, "Oh God, my baby, my baby, my baby, my baby, my baby, my baby." And John went in there and rushed straight into the emergency room. Didn't even hand the baby over to anybody. He knew all the doctors in there. Rushed it in there, found a doctor he knew, handed the baby over. They started attaching all these wires and all this kind of stuff and putting it on a rest, whatever, all that kind of stuff. And so they dealt with the baby for 15, 20 minutes. And they said, "Hey, we got to get this baby out of here. Got to get it downtown to the main town, away from us, about 15, 20 minutes by ambulance run." And, they rolled the baby out. The baby was on the machines and pumping in and this and that and trying to keep the heartbeat, trying to get it revived or whatever and pumping air in it, forcing it to, that kind of stuff. And, I told John, and I said, you go in that ambulance in there with that baby. And I said, "You hold on to the little fingers." And I said, "All you do is say in Jesus' name. That's your job all the way into Port Lake. That's all you do is say in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name." And so the doctor asked him, "Who are you to the baby?" "So I'm her brother, And so, Hallelujah. And so, and the meanwhile, I turned around and I ran a foot. I ran back a foot because the cars, I don't even know where the cars ended up. I ran back a foot, back the three blocks or whatever it was, back to the church. I ran into the church. I said, hey, we need a miracle right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost, hallelujah, is calling this church. Holy Jesus, help me to stretch out your boundaries. Hallelujah. To learn how to break past. Holy Ghost, have mercy. To learn how to break past what God can do. Hallelujah. You say, well, God can't reach beyond four blocks that way or seven blocks that way. Well, God can't do anything down there in that area. It's too rough or too this or too that. Well, God can't. Who says God can't? What size of God do you have? What kind of a God do you have? Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. So while John's riding in the hospital with a machine pumping air, carrying x-rays under his arm, showing these multiple fractures on the top of that baby's head, hallelujah, as they're going in there, there's a group of people at the church, hallelujah, that began praying to God for America. I'm telling you, God is not limited by these two little boxes here. God can reach beyond your little world. God can reach down into your hell hole. God can reach down into your miserable state. God can reach past your drugs. God can reach past your broken home. God can reach past your criminal record. God can reach past your sickness. God can reach past your depression. God can reach past your oppression. God is bigger than any devil. God is bigger than all of Kodakayatayataya. Hallelujah! 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 Come on, come on, come on. Some of you still aren't with me. You still don't believe what I'm saying. Hallelujah. And one of these days, you're going to need God to break past your little box. And because you can't believe in God now, you won't be able to break past it then. So we started praying. I knew it was about an 18-minute run on that ambulance. We had 18 minutes for a miracle. When that ambulance pulled in to the hospital in Port Allegre, which is the state capital, there's two entrances to this hospital. One is for the poor, you know, the Medicare guys. And the other one's for the rich, big time insurance guys. And for some reason, that ambulance pulled up at the rich docket. Rolling the baby off, glory off. The nurse looked up to John and said, where's your insurance papers? He said, wait, insurance papers? He said, well, you can't stay here. I said, John said, about right then, that doctor that had ridden in the ambulance, who John, who's a paramedic, knew all the doctors in town, said he'd never seen that doctor before. The doctor was walking by. He said, the baby stays here. And the nurse said, well, you ain't got papers. He said, the baby stays here. So the nurse shut up and they rolled the baby into the emergency room. And John was sitting out there standing in the waiting room. And about 15 minutes later, the doctor in the emergency room came out and said, what did you say happened to the baby? So, well, an avocado fell down out of the tree and hit the baby on the head. And you say, these are the x-rays? Yeah, they're the x-rays. So, well, we did x-rays and there's not a broken bone. Baby's breathing. We turned off the machine. The baby's breathing on its own. You say, well, hey, the baby didn't. That's your problem. That you say, you're reasoning away your blessings. You're explaining away the God that you need. You're making him smaller than what he is. Hallelujah. If you could ever learn to walk past the block, the box of your life, and move into areas that you, I feel the Holy Ghost here. Hallelujah. Woo, there's a spirit of power in this place. Hallelujah. The God that I serve. You hear what I'm saying? The God that I serve can do anything. Hallelujah. I'm starting to get right where I want to get. Hallelujah. I'll tell you what, this church has got to learn how to start doing. You need to start learning how to boast about God. You need to start saying, hey, let me tell you about my Jesus. Hey, let me tell you a little story. Hallelujah. That's the reason why I told you this story. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord. You say, you made it up. No, Gloria is still in church. She's 7 years old or 8 years old now. Hallelujah. No brain damage. She's number one in her class. Her mom and dad still go to church. And every time I see loco, loco, ikayataya. Every time I walk into church, there's Gloria for me to boast about what God can do. Hallelujah. Lord have mercy. You need to come to church and you need to start boasting about what God can do. Because every time you learn how to boast, what you're really doing, you're pushing the limits. Hallelujah. Oh yeah, you're pushing the limits of what you can. Oh, you don't know like I know. Hallelujah. Of the God that I serve. Woo! You see, there's some people here that came here this morning. Hallelujah. They came with problems and without answers. They walked, oh my God, have mercy. They walked into this church to see how big of a God this church serves. They'll never know how big of a God this church serves until you learn how to start boasting and magnifying God. It gets me bothered to come to church and to watch people sing half-heartedly about what God can do. Hallelujah. Nothing but the blood, nothing but the blood. Hallelujah. And they sing with such weakness, with such a frail voice. Hallelujah. There's people here in this building. They need to see. I'm talking to you now, church. They need to see what kind of a God you serve. Hallelujah. If this church has a small God, I'm sorry about that one. I said if this church has a small God, the people that are here that are needing a big God, they're going to walk out somewhere else because they're looking for a big God. Here. I came here
to change the mindset of this church. I came to change the size of the God of this church. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I speak of the Holy Ghost. I came to make the God of this church bigger than what you think He is. How big is your God? What can He do?
Good thing you guys are first up, because the other two I'm about ready to. Hallelujah. Okay, I'm talking to this church now. Hallelujah. I'm talking to you. Hallelujah. Oh, I know that you know. Oh yeah, you've been well taught. You know, God is everywhere. You know, God is omnipresent and you need what and all this and all that. All these fancy little English words. I'm asking you, in your heart, in this church, in this congregation, how big is God? Or is it that when someone walks in, you say, "Ooh, I don't think God can do that one." Ooh, that's so. Let's readjust this a little bit here. Let's my God. Could it be that this beautiful church, located right in the heart, how many churches will they have to visit before they find a place that's got the faith to break through the world of their hell? So that's their problem. Yeah. Yeah. One day it'll be your problem. Because you're going to be facing problems that are bigger than you. You got to make God bigger. That's what boasting is all about. Oh, like I have to. Why? My daddy can beat up your daddy with one hand tied behind his back. Oh, like I have to. Hallelujah. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord, and the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. My God, have mercy. Hallelujah. I'm sure that there's some people here, hallelujah, that God's delivered you from drugs. Hallelujah. I'm sure there's people here that God has delivered you from alcohol. There may even be an ex-prostitute or two around in here. Hallelujah. And when you walk in this church and God did a wonderful work in your soul, you better come to church and you better make sure that everybody knows that God can do what He did in your life. Plus more. Plus, oh my, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. You say, well, I was delivered from marijuana. So you come to church and say, bless God, I used to smoke marijuana on the street corner. Hallelujah. And God delivered me from marijuana, and He can do more than, you hear what I'm saying? And He can do more than that. Because after marijuana, cocaine showed up. And because, oh Lord, have mercy, you got to learn how to break through the barriers. It's not just to hear. You've got to learn how to step over the box. Hallelujah.
Yes, God delivers from marijuana, plus more. And that plus more pushes it over into cocaine. Yes, God can deliver from cocaine, plus more. It pushes it over into crack. Yes, God can deliver, plus more. It pushes it over into another area and in another. That's what boasting is all about.
When was the last time, oh my God, have mercy, when was the last time you came to church and you said, Pastor, I just can't keep quiet. I came with a shout in my soul today. Hallelujah. I was walking up the street where I was delivered from. I saw the corner where I was in an alcoholic stupor. Hallelujah. And I remembered the bus going by and splashing me with mud. And I got up and walked into church with my mud splattered clothes, smelling like Jack Daniel, number 7 or number 29 or whatever it is. Hallelujah. And I walked into church. I can't keep quiet about it. I've got a shout down inside of me. Hallelujah. When the church starts proclaiming what God can do, plus more, you'd be astounded of how that the box is stretched out even more. Let me show you how this works in the Bible. Trying to break through some barriers here today. These visitors that are here, they need your faith. Some of them are here, don't even know how to pray right. Maybe one of them or two are here. Maybe they snorted or whatever 15 minutes before they walked into the building. And there's a craving inside of them to get out and to snort another round. How big is the God of this church? How big is he? Let me show you how this works in the Bible. Don't go there, but you can check it out afterwards at home. Chapter 14 of Exodus. There's the story of how that Israel crossed over the Red Sea. And it's just a purely a historical telling of what happened. Said the Egyptians pursued after them. Says the children of Israel raised up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians were marching after them, and they were sore afraid. They cried out to God. Moses said unto the people, fear not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. The Lord said unto Moses, why are you crying out to me? Lift up thy rod and stretch out over the sea, And the angel of the Lord went before the camp of Israel, removed and went behind them. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a mighty strong east wind all that night. And the sea was dry land, and the waters were divided. And the children of Israel went out into the midst of the sea in the dry ground, and the Egyptians pursued after, and they went in the middle. And the Lord looked at the host of the pillar of fire and troubled the host of the Egyptians. And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch out the right hand. And he stretched it out, and over the sea, and the waters returned and covered the chariots. Hallelujah. Amen. I read Reader's Digest versions. That's the story. So they came up to the Red Sea. Red Sea was closed. The Egyptians were behind them. They cried out to God. God caused an east wind to blow. And the sea opened up and they crossed over. You agree? When they got to the other side, they started having a song service. My God, have mercy. And they started singing about what just happened. I'm talking about boasting. I'm talking about there's people here in this church today, that need to feel how big God really is. Holoko shatara. Hey, Sister Mary. That's Brazilian. That's everyone's name, Mary, in Brazil. Hey, Sister Mary, come up and sing a special song. Thank you. I'm so glad to be here. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm so glad to be here today. Hallelujah. I'm going to sing a song. And Israel was crossing, fleeing from Egypt, and they got to the Red Sea, and the Red Sea was closed, and the Egyptians came up behind them, and they were real afraid, and they complained to Moses, and Moses stretched out his arm, and when he stretched out his arm, well, then the wind started blowing, and they crossed over. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. No, that boasting. You see, when you're talking about God, there's no way you can go wrong, baby. That's the problem. People, they refuse to sing beyond the box. You know why? It's because your God is, he reaches right here. And you have a whole space over here that in your mindset, God can't, I keep on nailing it, keep on going back to it. You've got to understand that for this church to have revival, you're hearing what I'm saying? For this church to have revival, there has got to be a push beyond the box, hallelujah, through praise and worship, through boasting in the Holy Ghost, through magnification of God's mightiness. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You need to reach beyond the box. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so they got to the other side of the sea, and they decided to go and have church. Hallelujah. I wonder how many people came here today and have decided to come and have church, have decided to come and boast about, who is it that came to boast about what God can do? Hallelujah. Come on, somebody, you still aren't with me. I'll keep on preaching until I break through. Hallelujah. This church has got to move past the box. You've got to move past the box. You've got to move into a new world. And so they started singing. Hallelujah. That's the reason why Exodus 14 is there. You've got Exodus 14. That's the story. When they started singing, the song is different than the facts. I will sing unto the Lord. And all of a sudden, for the last time, Pharaoh's name is mentioned for the last time. Because after they mentioned Pharaoh for the last time, you know what? Here's basically what happened. You know what? God just got through drowning Pharaoh. All right. But there's that limitor. So, well, that's history. Oh, my God, have mercy. Lord, help me. So they lived here, but they walked back here. You can come to church, and it's easy to sing about Pharaoh because he's dead meat, baby. He's over with. The sharks ate him up. And so people end up, they go back into their comfort zone. So what's wrong with that? I'll tell you what's wrong with that. Is, oh my God. Because you're going to... You may need a divine touch of God in the other zone. And if you don't, I'll bet you a dollar that there's people here tonight to this morning that needs to, oh my God, I keep on coming back. Who is it that's in this building here today? They came with such a big need. And they're living in a zone when they really need to be out of the zone. Hallelujah. This church cannot stay singing about Pharaoh. You gotta move beyond Pharaoh. You gotta move beyond the 10 years ago. You gotta move into new areas. And so she started singing. Hallelujah. She started singing. And as she started singing, hallelujah, this spirit of boasting came over her. Remember what Exodus 14 said? It said it was the mighty east wind that did it. The Exodus says it was the wind. But when she started singing about it, she says, why? She says, God blew his nose. She says, with the blast of his nostrils.
All right.
My God, have mercy. She didn't come and say, well, it was an east wind. It was about 20-25 miles an hour. It was blowing down from the mountains. The meteorologists and the climatologists, they say that happens about once every 400 years. Yeah. But when she got her tambourine, she started singing. She said, God blew his nose. He goes, Shakarakia. Hallelujah. It's time for this church to start saying God knows how to blow his nose. I know that makes you sort of angry. I know that's not really proper church, but that's what they sang on that day. He said the special song that Mary sang, God blew his nose. Hallelujah. Thy right hand. He doesn't even need a left hand. Hallelujah. There's other places in the Bible says with his finger. Hallelujah. The God that I serve, he doesn't need the fullness of his power. Hallelujah. That woman that came begging for Jesus for a miracle. She says, all I need is a crumb from your table. All I need is a fingernail. All I need is a... Where's your faith? Where's your... Come on. Where's your faith? Hallelujah. And then she started singing into the future. Hallelujah. She's not singing about Pharaoh. He's dead meat. He's in the past. She started singing. Here's a girl, a lady, a woman. Hallelujah. That was raised in slavery. That never went to school. Hallelujah. That never had an education. All her job was to do was to cut down straw to make bricks. And then when she comes under the spirit of the Holy Ghost of prophecy, she starts prophesying in song.
She says, why? The dukes of Eden will be amazed. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, have mercy. And the mighty men of Moab, trembling.
So she's living right here. But she's singing about here. You need to sing about what God can do. Well, you know, I remember I was one of the first saints here. 20 years ago, there's really a lot of power here. And until you learn how to sing past your past and reach into your future, you won't survive. Shall we stand? If you go to every song, just about it, if I'm not mistaken, every song, maybe exception one, every song that was sung in the Bible, it was sung pushing God beyond. Hannah, she couldn't have a baby. And she got one. And she started singing a song. I don't even have time to go there. She started singing a song. And she said, and she started singing, and she said, so that the barren, may the barren, hey, I used to be a barren woman. See, I want to sing a song. I'll sing it right now, she said. May the barren like me have 7 kids. Could it be that it was her song that reached way past her generation and reached my mother who couldn't have children? For 7 years, the doctor shook their head and said, you'll never have kids. One day she walked into church. The man of God prayed for her. I wonder if it was Hannah's song that reached beyond her little world and reached into 1958. He not only said she would have a child, he said he's going to preach the word of God. How big is your God? I want to invite here. This is my little Brazilian way of doing it. And I won't put anyone on the spot. But maybe there's some visitors here today. I felt a burden for somebody here. Maybe you've got big, bad problems. You say, well, I don't know how to pray. If I could just get you up here. There's a church here that believes in a real big God. Is there anybody here that would come up here and just let this little missionary boy pray for you? Say, hey, I need a touch from God. Oh, the Holy Ghost is in my house. Hallelujah. Come on up. Let me pray for you. Serve a big God. Hikolokoya. Want this church to start boasting about what God can really do. There's needs here in this house. Maybe some of you church saints that really has got faith. I want you to lay hands on some of these, or I don't know how y'all do it here, but just do it whatever the pastor allows and is appropriate.